again, welcoming ourselves here. This teaching on a deep welcome, welcoming all aspects of ourself into the space of awareness. How's this? Is it still too soft? Okay, got thumbs up. This morning, I'm feeling a lot of gratitude for being here at Spirit Rock, for this center, for this land that we can be on during this time. For all of the details that go into supporting us to do this type of practice. For all of the people behind the scenes, cooking the food. And so this is really the matrix in which we practice. All of these beings and the land itself supporting us. And when we can touch into that, we again tap into the relational field and into this deep matrix, this nature or Dhamma in which we are held, and in which in this practice we align and realign with. So in the chant that we've done every morning, qualities of the triple jewel, we chant ehipassiko, so the qualities of the Dhamma. Ehipassiko is an invitation. So it means always inviting us to investigate the nature of reality, the nature of this moment. And so let's receive that invitation, just beginning with the body, inviting the intention to be with the body. And noticing the contact of your body with ground. Whether you're sitting or standing, lying down, and realign with the earth element. And from that grounding, lengthening the spine, bringing a little bit of energy into the body. Be helpful to take a few longer, deeper breaths, breathing in and out through the nose, really nourishing on the in-breath and softening on the out-breath. And if the mind is busy, then gently ask the question, how is it now? Again, this invitation to be with what's here, to reconnect to our experience. And with that question, The awareness can receive the body, receive the breath within the body breathing, bathing the body in awareness, allowing for awareness to do the work. And gentleness is calming. Gentleness invites the mind to gather, to release some of the contention with the way it is. So an encouragement for gentleness, for kindness. Whether the experience is joyful or difficult to be with, we can cultivate this quality of metta. And if we notice that there's settling, there's calming, that there's a connection to this knowing, awake nature of the heart and mind, we might invite the energy of investigation, energy of interest or curiosity. Turning towards illuminating the deeper currents of our experience, feeling tone, the nature of mind. You might notice the feeling tone in the body. Pleasant or unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor unpleasant. Sometimes there's bracing or contracting against unpleasant. Maybe wanting pleasant experience to continue. More neutral experiences you might not be attuning to, such as the subtlety of the breath, And as we're curious, we stay connected to the body, to the flow of the breath, or to sound. Returning again and again to this ground, this gathering, metabolizing. Notice emotional energy in the body or a mood. Being curious about the embodied experience. Sadness or joy. Frustration. Noticing how it is in the somatic field. Breathing with the emotion, bathing it in awareness. We might notice there's a particular flavor, something that's coloring our experience, the presence of one of the hindrances. Aversion or wanting, sleepiness, dullness. Restlessness or doubt. Sometimes mindfulness is enough. Just the receiving of the experience and awareness. Sensing the changing nature of the experience is enough to dissolve. In return, the open space of awareness. But if we notice experience of desire, and also allow it to awaken us. Hold it with curiosity. And to notice, how is desire in the body? Maybe a subtle sense of wanting to move towards something. This isn't quite enough. We might notice the changing, flickering nature of the sensations. the feeling tone. Just noting that whatever it is that we're wanting as the nature to change, to arise and pass. We might sense the subtle or not subtle sense of dukkha. Just the suffering of holding on to something. And if desire is absent, you might just savor this moment of freedom. Freedom from desire. And if aversion, a sense of not wanting, or irritation, frustration is present, again, explore with kind attention. How is aversion experienced in the body? Might be a deeper layer of grief below the aversion. Sometimes just when we touch the hindrance with awareness, with wisdom, it illuminates the deeper current that lies beneath the experience. And if there is aversion, again, applying metta, you might also just notice the spaciousness of awareness that can receive the aversion. The aversion is moving through the mind and heart. It is not the true nature of mind. Notice if there's sloth or torpor present. Sense of dullness or sleepiness. We just gently open our eyes, deepen the in-breath, become to standing. Any skillful ways. You might also just again be really curious about the experience of dullness or sleepiness in the body, sense of the mind collapsing, or a dreamlike quality. Noticing that as the light of awareness touches the experience, it changes in some way. If there's a lot of restlessness, agitation, worry, you might deepen your exhaling breath. Softening the body. Sensing your legs, your pelvis, the ground beneath you. You might practice the four-point body meditation that Gulu offered. Sensing feet, sitting bones, pelvis, heart, and the top of the head. And noticing if there's doubt, a difficult patterning of the mind. Often we can notice doubt when we're in a cycle of thinking, looping back over the same thing again and again. Wondering what we should do. Is this the right practice? Am I in the right place? Trying to figure something out in our lives. With doubt, it's so important to come back to the body. Just to the simplicity of knowing the body breathing, what we can know, what we can be with, or sound, the arising and passing of sound, anchoring, grounding. And trusting that just by being here, just by returning again and again, cultivate a deeper wisdom, a deeper knowing that's beyond the cognitive mind. And that moments of returning are the practice. With any of these experiences, any of the hindrances, or strong emotion, And also notice if it's too much to investigate at this time. Returning to the simplicity, breathing in and out, calming, gathering, settling, establishing a pleasing abiding here and now. And as you breathe in and breathe out, noticing the changing nature of breathing. As awareness receives your experience, the emotion, the currents of the mind, again, noticing that it's changing, flickering, arising and passing within a field of knowing, a matrix or a womb of awareness. Sometimes even if there's a thought storm, you can just notice. Is the awareness disturbed? Like the flock of birds in the sky, is the sky disturbed? And in this way, align with the awareness itself, this mysterious capacity to know our experience, to see it arise and pass. being the knowing. So Ajahn Chah gave a beautiful teaching that Tanisara and Kitty Saro often share on this balance in our practice of calm and insight, of shamatha, gathering, steadying, calming, and vipassana, illuminating and looking into the nature of our experience. And so Ajahn Chah taught that the practice of shamatha is like having a candle, a big candle, so a lot of wax. But if you never light the candle, it doesn't illuminate. So we can't see into what's not previously been known, what's not previously been illuminated. But if all you have are some matches, and you just keep lighting one after the other, trying to see into the darkness, you just have a flicker of awareness, momentary noting, And then there's a tendency to be swept away by experience, to be lost in proliferation, papancha. And so we have a candle and we light it. And this sustaining practice of shamatha is the support for the investigation, for the seeing into, for the knowing of the mind, affected or unaffected by the state, by the hindrance, by the emotion. So in your practice today, some encouragement to continue with this balance of grounding, settling, calming, and insight, being curious about your experience in each moment. We have a beautiful day. We have a precious day, as all days are. But this is a precious time to do this type of work. So again, the encouragement of the Buddha, that you can be here. You can do this.